Welcome to On the Verge with Kara Bradley. Weekly blasts of no-hype advice and essential practices to settle down, show up, and shift from crazy busy to high-definition, high-voltage living. Boy, am I having fun talking about this stuff with you. Radical Shift 2017. Last week was part one. I didn't know it was going to be part one until I started getting emails and hearing from you all about, wow, there's something about this. There's something about getting underneath all of the BS, all of the stories, to really look at what's going on at the root of what we're doing. How do we change? How do we shift ourselves from the root? Right? So this week, I'm just going to continue riffing on this stuff because this is where my life is. This is what I'm focusing on in my daily practices. I don't want to waste any more time worrying about, thinking about, trying to figure out how to feel better, how to have more energy, how to feel clearer, how to do more. I want to get down to the science of it. I want to get underneath the thoughts, the emotions, the baggage, the doubt, the fear, and really look at the science of why I'm doing what I'm doing. Now, I'm no scientist, so for those of you out there who've got the background, talk to me, support me, give me fuel, because I'm learning and I'm trying to regurgitate what I'm learning, but this is all raw, right? It is all based on my own experience. I've become, in many ways, the neuroscientist of my life. I'm becoming a biochemist of my life. I don't have the fancy words or the fancy research, but I'm certainly looking into what's been proven out there. But really, every day for me is an experiment. What's working? What's not working? If I want to look better and feel better, if I want more energy, I've got to really look at what am I putting in my body? How am I moving my body? How am I breathing? Is what I'm doing every day supporting my intention? So just backtracking a little bit in case you haven't listened to part one, and if you haven't, go back and listen to it. Listen to it again and then come back and listen to this episode because it'll help to support what I'm going to say. My radical shift started sometime in mid-November, December. I started writing about it. How can I radically shift my life? I have some big plans. I want to really kick it into gear. And in order to do so, I've got to have more energy. I want to feel leaner. I want to feel cleaner. I want to feel clearer and have a really specific intention every day of how to live more fully, how to have more flow, how to connect more deeply with other people, how to find more time, more space to linger, to be in presence, to feel the power of awareness, of intelligence rising through me and moving and speaking through me every day. So it's gotten to the point where there is no more BSing. There's no more bullshitting. You know, I can't continue to pretend that the surface level changes. Oh, maybe I'll cut out carbs this week. You know, the surface level shifting. Oh, I'll do 10 more minutes on the elliptical. That stuff is not going to work. We've got to get underneath to the root, to really becoming honest and truthful with what's working. So last week I talked about physical, right? It's so easy and we can all relate to getting down to the physical. How am I breathing? What am I eating? How am I moving? Am I getting outside enough? Am I recovering, right? Is there enough recovery built into my day, into my week, in order for my cells, right, to recover, to re-nourish themselves? So this is, you know, it's getting past the emotion, guys. When you go on Facebook, when you go out there, when you look on all these emails that you probably get every day, you know, the three ways to this, the five ways to that, you know, they're all great, but they're all surface, right? I've written some of them myself. They're surface. They're great triggers. Let me look at this. But it's not until you become your own chemist to look at your life from that level that you really start to shift the plates, that you really start to get to the root of the issue. So I start with breath. I start with physical. I start with what is going through my mind every day. You know, we spend more time arguing with each other about politics. We spend more time posting ridiculous things on social media, and I am guilty, just as guilty as the rest, than we do taking the time to really look at how we're living. This is my radical shift, and I want to bring you along for the ride if what I'm saying is connecting with you. If you want to understand and share and connect with other people that are ready to just get to the freaking root of the problem, then join me. In fact, just before recording, I just started a new group on Facebook called Radical Shift 2017. So you can search it. It's a closed group, so I just don't want anybody in it. You know what I mean? Like people from who knows that just wants to kind of play on what other people are doing. But join me. Request to join. And let's get this party started. Let's start to talk about it. I'm going to share on that in that group with what I'm doing exactly. You know, I'm going to share articles. I'm going to share my own direct experience with getting to the root, with practicing breathing every day. I've been practicing coherent breathing. Every single day, I'm checking in with my breath because I know that the state of my breath affects the state of my nervous system, which affects my emotional state and my mental state. So instead of trying to analyze my emotions and why I may be feeling a little blue, you know, instead of doing that, I'm getting down underneath and I'm looking at my breath. This week, I had some breathing issues going on. You know, I don't know if it was too much caffeine, too much chocolate, right? A little stuffy nose that's not allowing me to take deep breaths. But I started feeling some of that winter drudge, that winter sludge, the blues a little bit. Not a lot, but just a little. And I was like, wow, what's going on with this? You know, everything is in the right, moving in the right direction in my life. So I have no reason to feel down and blue, besides maybe gray sky and cold Philadelphia weather. So I really, you know, instead of looking at and journaling on and on and on about why I feel blue, I actually just got underneath it. And I'm like, let's check out the breath. So I've been checking out my breath every day through one of my favorite apps called Stress Doctor. I'll put it on the show notes. Stress Doctor helps me to monitor my HRV. Talked about that a few weeks ago in Are You Breathing? So this is the deal, right? Instead of hovering up at the top level, at the surface level, and trying to figure out what's going on, let's get to the meat of it. Breath, how are you moving? In the past 2 or 3 months, since radically shifting my life, I've changed the way I move. You know, I'm experimenting. I don't want to spend 45 minutes on the elliptical. I don't want to spend half my day thinking about how I should be working out more in order to feel leaner. I want to be more efficient and effective to jumpstart my metabolism because I know at 50 plus, my metabolism is slowing down. I feel it. I've definitely felt it over the last few years, and my body has shown it. So I want to become more efficient and effective. Weight training, strength training, HIIT training. You know, how do I boost my metabolism several times a day instead of one long cardio workout? So this is the stuff I want to talk about in our group. So again, Radical Shift 2017, join me. I don't care if there are 6 people in the group. I'm going for it. I'm going to be moving and shaking and sharing and communicating with you guys that are on it. So let's go do this. What else? What else did I talk about? My radical shift 2017. One, getting leaner, clearer, cleaner physically through breath work, through noticing my nervous system, through amping up my workouts in a way that they become more efficient and effective, right? Second, I talked about last week deepening my relationships. I had a conversation with a friend just yesterday about, you know, how our relationship had been kind of surface, very kind of crazy busy. What are you doing? What are you doing? Can't talk. No, don't have time. Let's walk. No, I can't walk. Let's run. And, you know, we just kind of got at it and said, you know what? I haven't been there for you. I have been more surface this year. You know, but I acknowledge you and I love you and I want to go deeper with you. Wow. You know how floodgates opened just by acknowledging I'm crazy busy. You're crazy busy, but that doesn't mean that we're not there to support one another. But how else have I been working on this radical shift of deepened relationships? I'm going to be honest with you. I'm changing the way I use social media. I have, in the last few months, unfriended people. I'm sorry. You know, I get on social media if I'm triggered, if I don't like what I see, if it's just not serving me, I'm unfriending. It's just not working, right? We spend time. I've got to be on Facebook. I've got to be on Instagram. I've got to be on these things just for, as an author and as a teacher, as a way to connect with people that I don't come in contact with every day. But that doesn't mean I need to see what you're doing if it's just not serving me. I've got to set boundaries. And that's all it is. And this has set me free. It's not that I don't like people. It's just that it's not working for me. And so setting boundaries as to what I'm allowing into my life every day, because I know what I see, what I hear, what I taste, what I'm touching, what I'm coming into contact with every day is affecting my nervous system. Again, getting to the root. So what's going on for you? What is affecting your nervous system right now? Notice your surroundings. Are they clear? Are they clean? You know, can you do anything in your immediate surroundings that will help soothe your nervous system and settle your nervous system? Because your nervous system is going to affect your mind. Your nervous system affects your emotional state. So instead of just wondering how to clear your mind or slow down your thoughts or shift beyond some emotional baggage or trauma, get underneath it. So what do your surroundings look like? What have you just ingested in the last hour? Is it too much coffee? Right? I'm on the path right now to start to try to decrease my coffee consumption. It's only 2 cups a day, but I feel it. I feel my heart rate going up. It's not what's serving me. So what are you ingesting? Is it a stimulant? Is it a depressant? Is it too much, you know, wine or alcohol? Is it too much coffee? Too much green tea? Hey, we can overdose on anything. What are you hearing? Are you around too much noise all the time? Or is the noise that you're hearing affecting your nervous system in a way that's agitating you? Are you feeling agitated all the time? Can you block out certain times of the day that are quiet, silent, completely silent? Even if you're working, turn off the noise, turn off the phone, turn off the TV. Close the door. What do you need to do to protect your nervous system so that you're humming at a more balanced state, so that your default state is not constantly, chronically in agitation, in stress mode? This is how we become the neuroscientist of our lives. It's actually how we become empowered. Being empowered doesn't mean you're able to say positive affirmations, you know, every day or once an hour. Being empowered is taking charge of what you allow into your life and how you allow yourself to ingest external stimuli. I'm going to say that again. Being empowered, because I'm saying it to myself, is taking charge and being the scientist, knowing how external stimuli affects your nervous system and what's going to serve you and what's not. How does this affect my body? How does this affect my nervous system? How does this affect my breath? Notice your external surroundings, what you're seeing, whether it be in your office, in your bedroom, or on Facebook, right? Take control. What are you ingesting? Does this serve me before you put it in your mouth? Does this serve me in this moment? Is this going to agitate me? Is it going to depress my nervous system? Is it going to restore me and fuel me? What am I hearing? Is this going to agitate me? Is it going to create chaos in my system, in my body, in my mind? Take control. Find me, Radical Shift 2017 on Facebook. I cannot wait to get this going. Like I said, I don't care if there's two people on there. I'll talk to myself if need be, because this is where I'm moving. I'm moving into the roots. I'm getting down into the dirt, and I'd love to have you along for the ride. Have an awesome day.
If you're feeling fired up from this episode, please share it with a friend and review this podcast on iTunes and Google Play, and help me help more folks show up for their high definition, high voltage life.